Chapter 3. The front door opened into a small parlor. Stepping inside, Addie looked around with immense pleasure. She had been on the road for so many weeks, dealing with all sorts of discomforts, inconveniences, and all manner of accommodations from wretched to passable, that this cottage was a welcome change. Lace-trimmed curtains hung at the shuttered windows. The furniture was not as elaborate as the furniture in the lobby, but it was in excellent taste. A love seat and two armchairs were placed in a conversational arrangement, and fresh flowers in cut glass vases were set on the marble-topped table. An archway led into a narrow center hall, with a door at its end and two doors on either side. The door at the end was a bathroom, equipped with modern conveniences and a white porcelain tub mounted on claw-footed legs. The other two must be the bedrooms. She knocked lightly on the closed door, but receiving no answer, assumed this must be Mrs. Amberley's bedroom. The door opposite had been left open, and in that she saw her trunk had been placed. In there, everything was light and fresh. The sleigh bed of bird's-eye maple was banked with ruffled pillows and covered by a white embroidered coverlet, which matched the curtains at the windows. Outside, the garden was bright with autumn flowers, and Addie could see the blue ridge of mountains beyond. An armoire, a bureau, and a washstand of the same golden wood, a small desk and chair, and a comfortable upholstered armchair completed the furnishings. Addie circled the room. She looked at everything and stopped to touch the soft, clean towels on the rack beside the washstand. She picked up the lavender-scented cake of soap in the fluted dish and sniffed it appreciatively. What luxury! After last night, how glorious it would be to wash off all the gritty soot, grime, and dust of the train. She was tempted to use the tub in the pristine bathroom, but she was not sure she had time to do so before Mrs. Amberley returned. Meeting her employer was a rather daunting thought. What if the woman hated her on sight? That was too foolish a thought to waste any time about. Whatever happened, she had signed a year's contract with Sophia Amberley, only to be broken if Addie proved dishonest, immoral, or committed anything deemed injurious to her employer's reputation or property, none of which was likely to occur. Still.